Hello and welcome to the Groovy Uncle Podcast, presented by me, Glenn Prangnell. The Groovy Uncle Podcast takes a look at the creative output of a highly regarded, prolific bunch of musicians from the Medway towns. So let's dive into a soup of groovy uncleness. Welcome to this special episode dedicated to the brand new album, Searching for the Grown-Ups. The ninth Groovy Uncle album was recorded right here at home during the strange quiet of 2020-21. A number of people said to me during the early part of lockdown, "You must be writing a lot of songs at the moment," or "I bet you've already written another album by now." Well, no, actually. In fact, I didn't do anything creative for about 6 months from when the pandemic kicked in. I was a little frustrated by it, to be honest. All this time on my hands, but I had no inspiration. I felt nothing creatively. It wasn't until the latter end of 2020, when I invested in some recording software, that I began to feel a touch of inspiration. So I settled down to try and learn how to use all this shiny new technology with a certain amount of trepidation, because, as I mentioned in a previous podcast, I'm out of my comfort zone when it comes to that sort of thing. Much to my surprise, I took to it far better than expected and found I was learning quite fast. And I'm still learning. I played around with recording a few covers, and just hearing the potential of being able to record something of good quality on my own at home was the catalyst for writing the album. With the creative juices flowing again, I knuckled down to writing some brand new tunes, knocking into shape some half-baked ideas, and even pushing myself to come up with songs in a different way. The opening instrumental track, Saturday Morning, for example, I wrote on the piano, which I'd never done before. I've sometimes picked out odd bits of melody on the keyboard and then reached for the guitar and finished it off, but this was the first time I'd ever written a tune in its entirety on the piano. Even as I was writing it, I could hear it as the opener for the album, like at the beginning of a film. I completed the song with a view to writing some words for a vocal version at a later date. Eventually, I added the words to what became Saturday Afternoon, and I thought it would be good to open with the instrumental and close with the vocal version. It's a favourite trope of mine. See also the Persuaded LP. The album almost echoes one of our earlier releases, A Clip Round the Ear, insofar as it was inspired in part by some childhood memories. Because I had no lyrics, I found myself singing the word Saturday over the chorus, and that got me to thinking about Saturdays when I was a kid. I didn't like school much, and the weekend was a lovely oasis of calm, away from all the slings and arrows of the 1970s education system. A bubble of family, warmth, kindness and fun. Dad would sometimes take us to Buckmore Park for roller skating. He was a good skater, and it seemed like everyone else was too. It always seemed to take me the whole session to gain enough confidence to let go of the handrail and skate freely around the rink. I worked this into some metaphorical lyrics with, "Watching as the world flies by with confidence, while I can hardly stand to hold the rail, everyone except for me is so damn cool, take a chance and I will surely fail." I spent a lot of time with my grandparents too, who lived just a few streets away. I was a telly addict then. At weekends, it was Saturday Scene with Sally James in the morning, then World of Sport and Grandstand in the afternoon for the wrestling. I've never been a sports fan, but I used to love watching my nan, by nature a quiet, slightly nervous, lovely lady, getting quite animated when Jackie Palo or Mick McManus took to the ring. I was either playing records on my portable suitcase-style record player in the front room, or in my granddad's chair watching telly. My nan used to say, "Your eyes will go square." I worked that into the lyric too. The Saturday theme continues with the track Gravesend. I had originally intended to have a weird little fade-in, fade-out instrumental segue between tracks, and that's how this one came about. I started with just drums, bass and piano, but I got so into it and enjoyed adding the effects that I decided to make more of it. I asked Ben Jones, who had played on some of the early Unk and Chunk records, if he'd lay down some random, do-whatever-you-like kind of guitar. Ben lives and works in the States now, but of course that's not a problem in these high-tech file-sharing times. A few years ago, a friend of mine wrote a charming book about growing up in the 70s and 80s, and there was a passage in it where he writes about going to Gravesend on Saturdays. I contacted him to ask permission to use it, and if he'd be willing to record himself reading this section from the book. He was more than happy to oblige, and so it was that Vic Templer provided the narration to the track Gravesend by reading from his 2010 book Taking Candy from a Dog, published by Blackheath Books, folks. This track is probably not what anyone familiar with Groovy Uncle Records would be expecting, and I love it. It was good fun to do.
On Saturdays we sometimes go to Gravesend Market, which is only good news because afterwards we go to the fish and chip restaurant that is run by the man who looks like Michael Parkinson. At home, if we have fish and chips, Mum always cooks fish in batter. But at Gravesend, they have fish that is covered in breadcrumbs. It's called plaice, and it's delicious. But it always comes with peas, which is not so good. I eat the peas sometimes if I want to act like a grown-up. If we don't go to Gravesend, I play football, normally with Mark, Nigel, Neil and John. I like it best in the winter because it is always muddy. I love getting covered in mud like real footballers do. When I come home, Mum always makes me a mug of hot Marmite and then she makes me have a bath. Then she moans. This is because she has to wash a thick layer of mud out of the bottom of the bath. If I ask her for a sandwich, she says, "Stick a broom up my arse and I'll sweep the floor." She always says that when she's doing 17 things at once.
Recently, I heard a middle-aged woman say how she still felt that sense of expecting the grown-ups to appear and make everything all right. I know what she means. There doesn't seem to be any responsible adults in charge anymore. They're certainly not running the world. You know, someone to tell us to pull your socks up and stop being so silly. Someone to lay down ridiculous rules for us to break, but to know there will be consequences. Then, of course, the penny dropped, and I woke up to the realisation that I'm the grown-up. Well, supposedly. We're the grown-ups. It's just that we don't seem to be as good at it as previous generations.
Try to live for the now.
attempting a Harry Nilsson-style song on Grown Ups. Cool It Down is a comment on the way people seem to react, and overreact sometimes, without too much thought. People get so angry, so easily, so quickly these days. There's no room for debate or uncertainty. Just pick a side. So it's just me saying, cool it down, have a little think about it, put your feet up and have a pint.
Someone put the pressure on and then they took the pleasure from the simple things in life and now complicated. Think, fail, lose, win, wrap it up and wind it in. I highly recommend you stop here. Compare the things he's done with the things he said and it'll make you curl up and stay in bed because your big head's hot and your face is red. On toast, and they forgot to tell her she means the most. Your words are eloquent, but before you post, you better cool it down. You better cool it down. When the world becomes a liar, it winds you up and sets your
Mum and Dad first met at All Saints Youth Club in Chatham when they were just 15 years old. They married in 1956 and were totally devoted to each other and had 62 very happy years of marriage. When my mum died in 2018, I became Dad's carer. Physically frail and suffering from dementia, he was completely heartbroken without the woman who had been, in his own words, the love of my life. It's the funny little things you remember. One of their quirks, for as far back as I can recall, was how they often burst into song. Dad would be sitting in his armchair reading while Mum was watching the telly, and by watching the telly I mean falling asleep. And then he'd suddenly, for no reason, sing a line from a song. Though April showers may come your way, they bring the showers that bloom in May. Then Mum would sing, so if it's raining, have no regrets. And then both of them, because it isn't raining rain, you know it's raining violets. Many times during the period I looked after him, Dad would be staring out of the window, and I knew who he was thinking of. Then, out of nowhere, he'd sing a line from a tune. Only now, there was no response. It broke my heart, every time. I'd have an imaginary conversation with my mum, telling her what we'd been up to and how Dad was doing. And I'd always sign off with, he misses you.
And he misses you.
When me and my brothers were kids, Dad would drive the family to the seaside in his Morris 1000 or Mark 1 Cortina or whatever car he had at the time. The journey there and back was always punctuated with a sing-song. A family favourite was a Guy Mitchell song called Sparrow in the Treetop, which we all sang at the top of our voices. Sparrow in the treetop, sparrow in the treetop, oh, he loves his mate. Sparrow in the treetop, sparrow in the treetop, scared of going home because it's too darn late. And if you listen closely to the violin solo in He Misses You, played by Richard Moore, you'll hear a nod to that Guy Mitchell song. Have you met Jimmy? Yeah, of course you have. We've all met Jimmy. He's working on his chest and his personal best is better than it's ever been. Shoulders broad and T-shirts tight. He's got a huge what's appetite. Yeah, we all know Jimmy.
Better than
As always, there's a lot of looking back in these songs, both musically and personally. But I'm looking ahead too. Right now, we're all going through difficult times and experiencing the nervous uncertainty and precariousness of life. But in truth, we've never known what's around the corner. Prior to the release of the 2020 album, The Man Who Calls the Shots, I was already looking at putting together the ninth album and was thinking about it being a Susie Chunk record. But the pandemic kicked in, and when I eventually got around to gathering some songs together, it looked as though it might be easier via the wonders of technology to make it a 50-50 effort. But alas, for various reasons, that wasn't to be either. A couple of the songs I'd written with Susie in mind, I decided to try myself, without changing the key. One of them is Watch Me Fly. Overall, I'm pleased with Searching for the Grown-Ups. Of course, it doesn't have the lovely Ranscombe Studios sound and production of previous records, and obviously I was working within a lot of limitations, not least my own musical and technical abilities, or lack thereof. But it's not a bad homemade effort. Special thanks to Dave Reed, Tom Morley, Vic Templer, Richard Moore, Daryl Hartley and Graham Seamark. Searching for the Grown-Ups by Groovy Uncle is out now and available from the Groovy Uncle website at groovy-uncle.co.uk. It's also available as a download from bandcamp.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you'll join me next time for more songs, stories and groovy uncleness.